This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a legal battle brewing in Chicago. This summer, residents of the city's far southeast side noticed hills of black dust accumulating. Turns out it's something called petroleum coke, pet coke for short, a byproduct of oil refining that includes carbon, sulfur, heavy metals. The neighbors are now pushing back. From Chicago, Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
On August 30th, a big wind brought the coke piles to the whole neighborhood's attention. At a baseball field a block or two away, a Little League game ended in a hurry.
Kids that were playing ball were sent scurrying away because the stuff was getting into their eyes and their face and their mouths and everything, and they had to just get the heck out of here.
That's Tom Shepard. He's a volunteer with the Southeast Environmental Task Force.
People were calling 911 and saying, there's a fire. We don't know where the fire is, but the neighborhood's full of smoke.
But it wasn't smoke. It was dust from the piles that had been getting taller throughout the summer. And they're a sneak preview of what's ahead. At least some of the dust came from a local BP refinery. It's across the state line in Indiana, but you can see it from the neighborhood. And that refinery is about to triple the amount of pet coke, it turns out. BP is finishing a huge upgrade this fall to process oil from Canada's tar sands. That oil is heavier, with elements that get refined out and turn into pet coke. Economist Phil Verliger studies energy markets.
And maybe it's the most visual part of the success of North American energy independence.
With both an upside and a downside, nearby sources of oil should mean lower fuel prices in the Midwest and more piles of pet coke.
So the question is, how do we deal with this pile of black stuff that's bringing us the supply of fuel?
So far, nobody's got an answer. In early November, Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan filed a complaint in state court. Her office said the dust violated environmental regulations. Madigan says she doesn't know exactly what it would take to make pet coke a good neighbor.
Well, you know, if it's not safe to have where it is, then it may have to go somewhere else.
That would be a popular answer on the southeast side. Last week, neighbors packed a local church when Illinois EPA officials came to gather input. Again and again, the meeting got stopped by a chant. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.